Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Some perspectives on antibiotics in beef cattle in just a moment. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call. 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Very important for the future of the livestock industry, including beef cattle production, the future use of antibiotics as a health management tool as we produce our animals. Veterinarian Dr. Mike Apley says there's concern right now with some of the latest statements from the White House on antibiotic resistance as a human health issue, where animal agriculture has been targeted, at least to some level, as a contributor.
Well, what came out last year was the PCAST report, the President's Council on that advises them on science and technology. And, you know, it realized that there could be a lot of resistance selection from use in humans, but that there could also be a component from animals. Where they're going now is they're wanting to put together an advisory panel. But some of the challenges to achieve are they want to have more evaluation of the amount of antibiotics we're actually using, and also remove medically important antibiotics from growth promotion uses, which is already going to happen in December 2016, and then to find ways to reduce antibiotics being used in agriculture today.
Dr. Apley says there are genuine concerns, and rightly so, among producers about the future availability of antibiotics for treatment and prevention of disease in livestock.
So we've got therapeutic uses, and very few people would make a claim that we shouldn't be treating ill animals that need antibiotics with an antibiotic. Some do, that's called organic, but for the mainstream animal production, we look at routine prevention or control, and each food animal species has diseases that tend to give us challenges at certain times in the animal's life, and we've used antibiotics to try to come in ahead. And if we do it before there's any clinical cases, we call that prevention. And if we do it when we see a few cases, but it hasn't spread throughout the population yet, we call that control. And that is our big focus.
One thing is for certain, according to Dr. Apley, in the near future, producers who want to administer antibiotics to their livestock through feed or water will have to get clearance first from your veterinarian.
So the Veterinary Feed Directive final rule should come out, expecting it almost any day, and we expect it to be very much alike to the one we've already seen. But as of December 2016, all feed antibiotics go through the feed will have to be accompanied by a veterinary feed directive from the veterinarian that allows the producer to purchase that and incorporate it in the feed. About 97% of the antibiotics that are sold for use in food animals right now are over the counter. That same guidance document that said you will have to use the VFD for feed also said you'll have to use a prescription for water use.
So for animal agriculture, change is coming, most certainly, in dealing with antibiotics. You got to have that relationship with your veterinarian. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, April 24th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 40,000 head to be offered, including 10,500 yearling steers, 5,500 yearling heifers, 8,600 weaned calves, 12,500 calves on cows. For information about the auction, call them 800-422-2117 or go to www.SuperiorLivestock.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.